Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
All right, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. We're going to bring on Ira Winterman from the South Florida Sun Sentinel. It's brought to you by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. Ira, you put steak on your filet? Ketchup on your filet or what?
You know what? If the steak is good enough, I do agree that it's an affront to the restaurant you're in. I'd say you probably have to draw the cutoff at maybe 15 or younger might be able to make the request. But come on. Savor the moment, savor the meat.
That's it. There you go.
Well, now we're finding out the chef at Margaritaville was really pissed off.
Pissed off.
Because, he's trying to make food for us because they want you to come on the air today and go, hey, their steaks are really good at Margaritaville, and we've got one of our talk show hosts, Josh, putting ketchup on it. I mean, he smothered it.
Yeah.
No, we the other day.
You want to take a shot at him?
Like buttered on bread.
You know, we went to this meat market the other day here in Weston, got some skirt steak. My wife asked the guy, how do you prepare it? What do you put on it? And he was indignant. You put nothing on it. He goes,
salt and pepper.
The way I cut it.
Yep.
Yeah. And that's the thing. If you have a quality, at least try it that way. Here's my question to you, because I didn't get the full story. Was the steak ordered and the ketchup requested before the steak was attempted to actually taste the flavors?
No, the ketchup was ordered minimum, I'm guessing, 10 minutes before that steak came out.
I'm guessing, yeah. Josh.
I was sitting near him.
I'm guessing Josh puts ketchup on everything.
I think we need an intervention, fellas, so you're going to have to stay a little late today.
I'm about ready to stop because, Josh ain't going to be real happy about
this. No, he's coming
topic.
In pissed off.
He's going to be a real salty dude. All right, I'll tell you who. The Golden State Warriors are done if Kevin Durant, who now looks like he's not going to play game four, even with Klay Thompson coming back, they're in big trouble against Toronto. What do you think happens here in game four?
You see, I disagree, Joe, because if Klay Thompson comes back, it's the same team that looks so efficient in game two, so I think they'll be fine. I think even last night, there were so many points that they were knocking on the door where if they made one more shot and a seven-point game would have gone to four instead of going back to 10 with another Raptors three-point dagger, it would have changed. The question is, the Klay Thompson that comes back in Friday's game four, will he have the confidence to make all the moves and to play like Klay Thompson? So I think if Klay Thompson comes back at 95% to 100%, I think the Warriors will be fine. All last night, you kept saying they were one player away from making plays. Durant would be the bonus. My question is this. If you had to place a major bet right now, and someone told you that both Klay Thompson and Kevin Durant were playing the remainder of the series, which team would you have favored?
Oh, not even a question, Golden State.
Even though they're down 2-1, Zach?
No, they're going to win. They'd win the series 4-2 in my mind.
I mean, that's the thing. So it's all about the injury report. This Durant thing has been sketchy from the get-go because it's never been that he's close, but we're going to wait one more. It's always been that he hasn't practiced. There's no real practice today on a one-day turnaround with what'll be a 6 p.m. start in the Bay Area on Friday. So I think Klay is the more likely. But again, we will know within the first 5 minutes of that game if Klay does play, if it's the real Klay Thompson or sort of an imposter, because the Warriors weren't the Warriors last night. They were every other playoff team that had one good player. And when you have one good player, at best, you were what the Cavaliers were with LeBron in the finals the previous 4 years.
Draymond Green, everybody said, oh, he's got to score more. I said, score more? Draymond Green, 17 points is... It's a really good game for him. Like, what do we expect? Draymond was going to, like, hey, I'm your number two guy tonight. I'm going for 25. Wasn't going to happen.
He's a complimentary player. Andre Iguodala is a complimentary player. At this point in his injury career, DeMarcus Cousins is a complimentary player. You can't all of a sudden say, we need a number four to become a number two. You are what you are. I've always felt Draymond was overrated from the standpoint of his entire being for the Warriors was to be a complimentary player. And he will be the kind of guy, when he gets into free agency in 2 years, if a team thinks they're getting this all-out Kawhi-like superstar who could do play on three or four levels, that's not who he is. If you're a quality team who needs a number two or more likely a number three, that's how he fits in. Draymond Green was Draymond Green last night. Andre Iguodala was Andre Iguodala. They're not at the level of elite players. Honestly, not at the level of Pascal Siakam when he's at the top of his game or Kyle Lowry when he's at the top of his game.
Speaking of Lowry, he's not afraid of the playoffs anymore, huh? At least once or twice during this series.
Well, nobody was.
He's had good games. I mean, hasn't that been the thing, the stigma with him? He just, the playoffs start and he just forgets how to play basketball. 23-4-9 last night. That's not complimentary. That's your number two guy.
Yeah, absolutely disappears. I think there's another factor also. I think the factor that Fred VanVleet is playing so well, it alleviates the pressure. Because if Kyle doesn't get it done, they really have a 1-1A point guard rotation there where they could turn to either guys. And I think the fact, you've noticed this in the playoffs, when Fred VanVleet has started playing better, the pressure is off Kyle Lowry that he knows he doesn't have to be the definitive number two guy, and you're seeing his game step up. But you know what, guys? I still need to see the consistency from him. Back it up in two or three straight games, and then we can say that he's a quality playoff player. I still believe this. I still believe that Game 4 will ultimately decide the series for this reason. If the Raptors win Game 4, you know they're all in. You know they're going to go back home knowing that it's basically, we better close this out or we're going to give them life. They also know, the Raptors, if they lose Game 4, that all of a sudden, if they don't win Game 5, the series could be over at Oracle. I think that's why Steve Kerr held out Klay Thompson, because he realized that Game 4 still could be the statement game in the series.
All right, I want to ask you an old topic here. Right when I saw, and I saw Doc Rivers getting set up talking about Kawhi Leonard and knowing Kevin Durant, I thought was going to play at the time when he was opening his mouth. I thought it right. was very weird to have an active head coach who happens to be a hot market right now for free agents was talking about Michael Jordan Kawhi-ish together, and I was like, ooh. This is commission not going to – were you surprised he got fined or did you expect that?
No, I thought it was heavy-handed by the league for this reason. They knew Doc Rivers was going on that ESPN playoff special. They know what's going on. They know what's going to be asked. So either you green-light your celebrity coaches to go out and sort of spread the gospel or you say ahead of time – not a good spot for you, Doc. You can talk about in a game about another player who played well about your team, but don't go out there. This league can't have it both ways. They can't have celebrity coaches who go on shows like that to be personalities and then not expect them to say stuff. And maybe, Joe, it would have been different when Doc also was general manager of the Clippers. Lawrence Frank now holds that job. I think it was a little bit heavy-handed. Everyone knew he was going to say something. And really, is it recruiting to say that Kawhi Leonard's a great player and you'd love to have him on your team? It would sort of be idiotic not to say something like that. I think that
he shouldn't be on the show, Ira.
He should
active
exactly.
players shouldn't be active coaches, not players. Active coaches
and the
shouldn't
and
be
the,
on there.
And that's where the fine or that's where the league should have stepped in. ESPN was promoting that show ahead of time. Remember, that was Magic was going to come on after ESPN wrote the Magic Johnson story. So to me, the league needs to be proactive.
Yeah.
The league needs to go to ESPN. No, we're nixing that. That's not going to happen. We're a month away from free agency. To me, that's where the intervention should have come. But for anyone in the league to think that a guy like Doc Rivers is not going to answer the questions that are asked, I mean, that's going to make bad programming anyway.
That's true.
I blame the league. I think the league needs to be more proactive. You can do this, you can't do that. And I'll tell you why, Joe, because a coach would tell his players what he could do or couldn't do. Pat Riley will always tell a player, no, You're not going on that show. No, absolutely not. Joe Rose is going to draw you in.
Are you serious? He does that? Riley's pretty hands-on huh?
Absolutely. That team knows what's going to work out well for the team and what's not, and they know that at the moment if they give you a certain player, they know where you're going to push and prod. We get that all the time, that this player's not available, or this guy's not talking today, or guys, no questions about so-and-so to this guy. I'm sure it's the same with the Dolphins and other teams, so I think in the Doc Rivers case, the league should have said, you know what, the timing just isn't right. Magic doesn't work for the Lakers anymore. He stepped down. He can do it. What he says doesn't matter. But no, we're not going to allow Doc to do it. I blame the league ahead of time for allowing it to become a situation.
All right, before we let you go, what's the J.R. Smith stuff all about? What is all that about?
It's just a contract. It's like when he traded for Ryan Anderson with Tyler Johnson. It's just a way to get out of jail free, that a guy makes $16 million, only $3 million guaranteed. So this is the perfect time if you want to get rid of a bad contract with a sweetener. My question to you guys is this. Would you be willing to give up the number 13 pick just to lose Deion Waiters, just to lose James Johnson? I think that's too much to give up. I think you're finally back in the draft. You don't have a 2021 first-round pick because of the Dragic trade, so that's what it comes down to. Cleveland's basically saying is we can wash away money launder some of your bad salary, but at a price. Yeah, Pat Riley probably can do that deal, lose some of the bad money, admit he made a mistake on that contract, but you know what? You also lose a player at number 13 who could become a part of your rebuild. It's a fascinating scenario. J.R. Smith will never put on a uniform of the team he's traded to. It's another one of those purely salary cap and luxury tax deals.
If there's one player that Pat Riley, if he could ever tell the truth, which he won't, could get rid of on this team right now, who would it be?
I think it would be Deion Waiters.
Yep, because I agree.
And then there's the other part of that, Joe. Then you're also admitting failure. And you know this, Joe, no matter how he would phrase it, it didn't work out, he had the ankle injury, you know, it was something beyond our control. That's a hard thing for GM to do also, is to admit failure. Usually those players move on when there's a regime change, when there's a new general manager or something else in charge. But yeah, I just think he's just not a culture guy. I think James Johnson will try. I think they might have just made a mistake on James Johnson, assuming he was Draymond Green and he proved to be something else. But when a guy's out there talking about, well, I couldn't play and I really love gummy bears, I think Pat Riley, it's worse than ordering ketchup and going out to dinner with Pat Riley and getting a steak.
Ira, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks,
always glad to add some mustard to the show. Thank you, guys.
Well done, Ira. Ira Winderman, powered by Anajar and Levine. Accident attorneys, call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733.
That was really weak, by the way. Did you hear what he said at the end of that thing? I'm sorry to interrupt you. That was terrible.
Is there anything you guys else want to do when I go to read something? You two are just on a roll here today. That's good. The mustard, the ketchup. Is there, you want throwing mayonnaise here too?
We'll just keep on a roll. I'm not a big mayo.
Then we'll go have a big burger
somewhere. You like mayo?
I load up my burger. Is that okay? I have ketchup, mayonnaise. I love mayonnaise.
No mustard?
And I love mustard.
Okay, good.
All right, right now I'll tell you what I love is Air Around the Clock. Is that all right with you two? I want to talk about Air Conditioning Company because they are really pretty soon. I'm just going to have you guys doing all this stuff.
Ooh,
I'm telling you
so.
Right now. I hope so too, Zach. I hope it happens.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
The 2019 hurricane season has arrived, and once again, WQM is combining with the team at CBS4 to bring you extensive coverage from watch to warning to landfall to recovery. Keep it tuned into WQM for up-to-the-minute news and tips should a hurricane approach. Hurricane coverage on WQM is sponsored by BNT Services, protecting you with PGT impact windows and doors. Be informed during this hurricane season from CBS4 and AM 560 and 96.5 FM HD2 WQAM.
All right, ketchup heads, we got some other stuff to get to besides getting Hollywood all fired up here. And
it's not just Hollywood. Text machine is nuts. The tweets are nuts. We have a Twitter poll now. The Twitter poll is it disrespectful to put ketchup on a steak at a nice steakhouse? Had a couple hundred votes. 83% say yes. 83%. It's not even close.
I didn't realize that many people said it is.
Yep.
I guess some we've had some people from restaurants say it's definitely.
Well, we've had a couple text messages like, coming and say,
how dare you?
Yeah, like you should not do it. Someone said we're going to need security when we hand off the baton today.
Well, we don't need security for that. No, I can tell you right now we don't have to worry about that. But I will say this. That,
ketchup and A1 sauce is for children, someone said.
Okay.
I mean, I don't believe that.
I didn't realize that. I mean, people look and go, that's kind of weird. We're sitting here and it's a nice steak and the guy's doing that. But so maybe Hollywood was. I literally thought Hollywood was just looking to stir up trouble with Josh.
Well, normally he is. But in this instance, he's not, because Dono, his partner yesterday, put the video up of Frito dipping the steak in ketchup.
I'm shocked you guys didn't know this. Like, this is one of the most well-known rules in eating.
I'm sorry. I only go to him, but I didn't know.
I know you're big on unwritten rules, but this is like a big one.
Yeah, this is like page 11.
This is the unwritten restaurant rule, and it's funny because I was going to bring up baseball at its best. Apparently, it's baseball and steak restaurants. That's nice it. Steak restaurant.
How about this, Joe? My friend and I went to Spark Steakhouse in New York City. Friend asked for ketchup for his steak. The waiter and manager refused to serve it to him. He then ordered fries, asked for ketchup, and the waiter didn't bring it to him because he knew he was going to use it on the steak. Said, I'm not bringing you ketchup out here. I don't care if you ordered for us. I know you're going to use it on your steak, and we don't do that here. That's interesting.
That surprises me.
Yeah. Other people are saying, guys, if you're spending your hard-earned money on whatever food it is, steak, whatever it is, you can put whatever the hell you want on it. What's the big deal? We're getting both of those.
Well, we ain't getting a lot of the one. We ain't getting a lot of that.
Someone wants a celebrity MMA match with Hollywood versus Josh. Jesus the Marine says he'll pay big money to see that. So would I.
What kind of money are we talking?
I don't know, but I'm.
I almost said something was going to get me in trouble again.
Don't do it. Man, if Hollywood was this passionate about his life and wife instead of just being a miserable SOB.
That is true. You came in right away. I mean, you literally at 5:30 in the morning are talking. Did you see what he did yesterday? Mm. Did you see what Josh did? Did you see the thing of ketchup? And I go, actually, I didn't, because I didn't sit over there. I was walking around. I didn't see the ketchup. He goes, oh, no, everybody at the table saw it.
I saw it.
And he was like thought it was real funny that he put, like, wanted everybody to know. And I don't know if he was doing it so you guys wouldn't give him such a hard time. Did you give him a hard time about it? Or
yeah, absolutely. I let him know that it was disrespectful to the chef, and he thought I was kidding. I wasn't kidding.
I did think it was kind of weird, though, when we're sitting there waiting. You know, after they took our salad plate away, and we know we're waiting for the steak to come. And he pointed it out to me and Crowder sitting there at the table. Hey, guys, look, I just ordered ketchup for my steak. I'm going to get ripped.
He pointed it out to you?
Yeah, he picked it up and showed it to me and Crowder.
So he knew what he was doing then.
Yeah.
He knew he was being disrespectful.
So he is aware of it.
He must be.
So he goes to a
Most
place.
Most people know that this is a rule.
So Josh goes to a place that he knows got nice steaks and it's going to upset somebody, and he does
still orders ketchup.
Well, then
yeah.
That's a real piece of crap.
But, I mean, if he likes it on there, you know. Someone said Shula steak sauce is pretty good, the actual that sauce. I put it on everything.
You know what's funny? I got Shula steak sauce in my house.
It's good. I have the Peter Luger sauce.
We're not talking about steak sauce, especially at these restaurants.
No.
It's like designed to put on the steak.
I brought it up.
Someone said that. Someone said putting ketchup on a $75 steak is like drawing a mustache on the Mona Lisa. You just don't do it.
Hey, speaking of unwritten rules, I brought this up early this morning. I didn't know. And just when you think you know all the crazy unwritten rules of baseball, going back to being in the batter's box and watching your home run, jogging around once you hit a home run, flipping your bat, and then taking about 45 seconds to get around the bases, which really apparently bothers teams, and they think you get a little hot dog with a little too much mustard on you when you do that. Now we got a new one, which I don't know if anybody in baseball knew this or if you did. I didn't. I didn't know. This happened at a double-A game in the ninth inning. There was a no-hitter. And with one out in the ninth, the guy that hits ninth in the lineup for this double-A team, he's got a 192 batting average, and they're down 3-0, one out. He puts down a perfect bunt, beats it out at first to get it set up. So he's still got two outs left. You're down 3-0, and they end up getting a shutout. But the other team was really pissed off that this guy laid down a bunt. Like, you don't do that when a guy's going for a no-hitter in the ninth inning. And I was like, where the hell did that? I've never heard of that. I don't know if I've ever seen it in a Major League Baseball game. But, like, if you're going to get a hit, man, you got to get a hit swinging away. You can't lay down a cheap little bunt. And yet, bunts and the old bunts used to be, it was known as a single. And it showed up in the box score
as
just
a
like a base hit up the middle, just like a line shot, a one hopper to a center fielder or left fielder, right fielder. It's a single. A single's a single. And you hear about guys getting bunt singles or swinging bunt singles all the time, and yet there was they were getting ready to go at it because the team was so upset they lost their no hitter on a bunt down the first baseline at this guy who could really run, and I was like, I didn't get it. The unwritten rules of baseball. Maybe baseball needs to change some of those and call all the old timers in and the new guys that have seen all these rules. And that's not the way you play baseball.
Make a new book of unwritten rules.
I understand
fix
hustle
a couple.
And the stuff the old my father used to tell me about. And you know, you're going to hustle if you're going to play this, and it's the way. There's a right way and a wrong way to play this game, and fundamentals and all that. I'm all moving, learning. Everybody's got to learn how to bunt. You got to move hitters. All that stuff that when I was younger, my dad was my manager of my team or the coach of the team. But this one is. Wow.
Well, I just think if you're down 17-0 in the ninth inning and you do something like that, maybe that's a little petty. But if you're down 3-0 and you're still in the game, like, you do whatever you can.
If you want to break up a no-hitter, I saw somebody wrote this. If you know the guy's a 192 hitter, he's struggling to the point he's about out of minor league baseball, and you know he's got great speed, don't you cheat in down the lines a little bit, first base and third baseman, come in and take it away. Your pitcher's aware of it. Your catcher's aware of it. In case something's dribbled out in front that you can make a play on. I don't know, maybe I'm missing something. Maybe there's somebody out there that knows baseball etiquette. And
well, someone texted
right
it in. It was a combined no-hitter. That's way different than a regular one. Is it? Like, I don't know. Maybe the unwritten rules, I don't know them.
A no hit. It goes down at the end of the game. It's a no hitter.
It says
three
it was
guys
combined.
Pitched,
it's way different.
Mm.
Baseball players are sensitive asshats. That's why baseball sucks, Joe.
Well, I don't think baseball sucks. if it does, I sure watch a lot of it every
you do.
Night.
And the network.
And I'm guilty.
Yeah.
Then I'm real. Well, listen, MLB. You go over there and you can watch all the games. They go to all the highlights sometimes. As long as they don't zone in on one bad game, I'm good. I'm good with everything. We got to go to break here. Cameron Wolf's going to join us coming up at 9:00 this morning. Man, we got a lot of Dolphin stuff to talk about, including what are we going to do at the other cornerback position, man? What is going to happen, and where is Minka Fitzpatrick going to fit into everything on this team? Anyway, we got a quick break. Zach, what else you got for us this morning?
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Joe, you looking for something to do on Friday night?
I got plans, thank you.
Well, if you don't, you could join 560 WQM and Channing Crowder at Twin Peaks and Pepper Pines.
Oh, well, you know what?
I set you up and you failed.
Let me call my wife.
Let's start that.
Honey, you want to go hang with Channing?
Hey, Joe, you want
to? He's crazy.
Start that music over. We're going to start this whole segment over. Joe, you looking for something to do Friday night?
I am. I have no plans.
Oh, good. You could join 560 WQAM and Channing Crowder at Twin Peaks in Pembroke Pines. It's this Friday, late 8 to 11 p.m. for a basketball finals watch party. You can hang with Crowder and watch Game 4, enjoy whiskey specials, I'm sure he will, all night, and there'll be plenty of cool giveaways. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, and scenic views. That's Friday, 8 to 11 p.m., Pembroke Pines, Twin Peaks.
He's got.
Good job. I'm a second go.
He's got great, not good, great Nick Saban stories. And
oh, the best.
I was around Saban to do a show and, you know, and doing the games. And so I had to be around him more than I really wanted to at the time. But to hear some of the stories inside with the team stuff with Channing is very funny.
He's got great stories.
They're very good. He could literally go out and he could entertain off Nick Saban stories by themselves for a good solid hour, and you would just sit and cry, and then they'd stick with you for days, and you'd be sitting talking. Hey, I got to tell you something crazy. You know, Saban. You want to hear this about Saban? Channing, and then you go into it, mm-hmm. and it would just get you.
Well, listen,
so many
as a guy who grew up down here my whole life, I loved hearing stories when I hear you tell stories about Danny and all the Dolphin teams and Shula and this and that. As someone who through my adult life kind of covered the team and saw what the Saban thing was like there, and then Crowder tells a story about the linebacker room. All he's got to do is tell you who he was in the linebacker room with: Jason Taylor, Junior Seau, and Zach Thomas. And him. Those are the four linebackers in the 3-4 defense. And guess who the three up front were? Vonnie Holiday, Truck, and Kevin Carter. Like, there were vets. These were not second-year dudes.
Yeah.
And he was a rookie on this team. He's got great stories. Just ask him stories about fishing with Truck, and that's good enough.
Yeah.
But when he brings up the Saban stuff, it is hilarious. And every time we go somewhere and tell stories, that's what they want Crowder to tell. The stories about Saban, just like you with Marino and Shula. Two great eras of this team.
Did you leave Jason Taylor out of that when you were doing that front seven, or did you just say Jason?
No, I said the linebacker room had JT in it.
Room.
Usually he'd be in the room with the defensive ends or whatever, but he was
Jason's
the linebacker room.
Great Channing stories, too, man. It's a funny time, and of course everybody had their stories with Nick, who just continues
to
give everybody radio gold when you tell Nick stories, better known as Helicopter Man now, although I think a lot of the schools down here are cutting back on Helicopter Man landing a helicopter.
I sure hope so.
And making his ass get a nice rental car like everybody else, like all the other schools. Although, got some other schools now doing the helicopter thing where they can.
You got it. You got to fake it till you make it, man.
It's amazing all these high schools allow them. It would be like, I think some of these high schools and these coaches and athletic directors, now that I've been around it for 2 years since the helicopter thing kind of started, I realize that some of these high schools, which because they're not very smart, some of these guys, they don't realize the high schools don't need Nick Saban and all these other coaches in the SEC and ACC. Those schools need him.
All right.
Saban needs all those schools. He
You're right.
Whatever 10 or 12 schools we have down here without getting all the public and private names. And now, a lot of them, the inner city schools, there's no place to land a helicopter. But to some of the other schools and that have extra fields and nice fields and a big open area to drop a helicopter with the logo of the team on it, I just, like, why are you doing this? Well, he asked. I don't care if he asked. Like, let him grab a rental car like all the other or all the others, but maybe three or four. You tell them all no. Make their ass come over in a rental car. Like, what are you, afraid they're not going to come to your school because, oh, you're not letting me land my helicopter? That five-star guy on your team and the four-star guy, I'm not calling them anymore. No. Hey, dumbasses, they need you. And I don't like to call coaches and ADs that. Either that or ass kissers to let
them.
I mean, make them work, man.
There you go.
Make the guy work. Come in a damn rental car.
It'll be like a Bugatti. It'll be like Tracy Morgan's car.
Yeah, man. That is. By the way, the story of the day by far, I know we've been all over. We're going to get into the Miami Dolphins at 9 o'clock here and minicamp wrapping up here. And some of the things looking as we go into camp, and we're going to have a lot of time to beat that up. But the story has got to be Le'Veon Bell. Not Le'Veon Bell finally showing up for minicamp.
Oh, that's not the story.
No, Le'Veon Bell, not too long ago, just in the last week or week and a half, apparently had two girls staying at his house. What do you want to call them? Two female acquaintances, or you like the two girlfriends? He left to work out, and apparently the girlfriends turned into thieves because they took $520,000 of his jewelry, cleaned it up, went through his house, got everything, and took off. And they don't know where they are.
Sure, I'm glad. I can only imagine they don't know where they are.
So he called them. I don't know what store you want to go to. Le'Veon's two girlfriends, while he went to work out, cleaned them out and disappeared. First of all, I don't know too many people that are girlfriends. If you have two girlfriends, as in you're banging both of them at the same time.
I mean, A, good for you. B, it doesn't sound
right. And I'm not saying that does go on. There are a lot of people very successful that do that kind of stuff.
Sure.
Or they're two girls that are actually friends that you grew up with, and they're back, and they're, hey, can we stay with you for a couple of days? That does happen. And he goes, sure, you can stay, and they took off. So I'm not even playing. I'm playing BS on the story that he did a one-night special with a couple of hoody hoes coming in, And they seemed like real nice girls and asked if they could stay. And he goes, yeah, I'm going to go work and I'll be back in a little while. Thinking he was going to have more action when he got back. Yeah. And they
he got action.
Actioned his ass right out the door.
It's called call the police and make a report. That's the action he got after that. What happened, sir?
How bad you? Like, nobody feels bad for Le'Veon Bell.
No.
When you lose $520,000, you go, oh, your house got robbed. He goes, yeah, by the two girls I was banging. It just looks bad.
Yeah, it does. It does.
I mean, it's one that.
You left him in the house?
Let me tell you, if he was on our team.
Oh, man.
And oh, my gosh. They would. No, nobody got a hall pass on our teams with the 45 to 50 guys in, or if there are a couple guys injured. Nobody got a hall pass during time in that locker room or even stretching. Some of the greatest stuff when you're stretching out there, you'd hear stuff come up with guys. And they would be to the point Le'Veon would probably not be real happy because guys would just be relentless.
But it's so different because this guy is, like you said, his house didn't get robbed. Like his car wasn't broken into at the mall. He had two women, his two girlfriends at the house, and they robbed him of $500,000 in jewelry and dipped. And just walked as he was working out. Can you imagine what the conversation was like before he left the house? Girls, I'll see you in a little bit. I just got to go work out with my guy Pete. I got to do this. You know, I got camp coming up soon. I'll see you guys later. Just hang out here. Go to the pool.
My boy Pete.
Yeah,
I love
Pete.
The way
you said that's it.
Your boy
just,
Pete.
Just, you know, come, you know, hang out for a little while. I'll be back around 3. You know, it's 8 a.m. You know, go back to sleep.
Okay.
All right, we'll see you later,
we're
honey.
We're just going to chill out.
Yeah. Yeah, go to the pool.
We're going to go down to the pool, but we'll be back up.
Yeah.
And he's going, man, oh, life is good. And he comes back.
And jewelry house. Gone. House in shambles. Food's out of the fridge. Like they
how
straight robbed them.
How embarrassing! Have to make that call just to get your insurance. And
I don't know what the call to the police is.
Hey,
like.
What was the relationship, Mr. Bell? What was the relationship with these two girls? They were girlfriends. They were girlfriends.
You mean like they were friends with you, or what is it, sir?
They were acquaintances. What the hell, girlfriend, acquaintance, or hoes? What do you want?
Whatever you want there, sir, but I was having sexual relations with both of them, and then I left to go work out, and they robbed me blind.
Now, maybe they're from his hometown. And
okay.
All right,
we're going to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Maybe they went to Michigan State, and they were all went to college together, and they're like, hey, we're coming down. Can we stay with you? And then they just.
But when the article says it. Cops,
that's a
Bell's girlfriends, $520,000 of jewelry vanish. That's not a cool article to have about you. Not cool.
They felt they were owed something.
Yeah.
For whatever.
$500,000 in jewelry. Two gold chains with diamonds, a Black Panther pendant with black and white diamonds, and a Rolex.
Boy.
$520,000. By the way, it's a lot of expensive jewelry for three or four things.
Yeah.
That's about $100K each.
That is a lot of stuff. Yeah. There is no question. By the way, Cameron Wolf, ESPN Dolphins writer, is going to join us coming up here in about 10, 11 minutes from now. We'll talk to him about all the holes and what to expect with everything going on.
41 seconds ago, Dolphins announced they're canceling practice today on the final day of off-season program.
Yeah,
practice is canceled.
Yep. So Cam's going to have to. Just come on with us. And
sure, he's real happy about waking up early now.
He didn't have to run over there, and they'll still probably have meetings today and go over everything, the rules and regulations for everything and what to expect when they come back at the end of July.
Armando just said only conditioning and testing today. Next stop, training camp.
Why this is all going on here, and now the team has had a chance to look at what they have at every position. We got to get the right tackle position figured out. We got to get another outside corner taken care of, figure that out. Probably more than anything else. I know pass rushers, you're always looking for them, but the two glaring that we got to figure out who it is going to camp. I know he wants to have more open competition, but you got to find a right tackle and a cover corner on the outside. An outside cover corner, not inside guys. Outside, one-on-one with guys when they get you isolated out there. It was a problem last year, not the right tackle, but the corner position, a second corner position. And I see a lot of the same names trying to win a job that were here last year. They got a lot of opportunities to be the second corner when we had a bunch of injury bugs and Xavier Howard went down.
That's right.
And I just didn't see it. I didn't see it unless they're going to get coached up so damn much that they're going to figure out how to cover guys down the field. So maybe that's going to happen. Maybe they'll figure that one out. So anyway, we'll talk to Cam about all the things coming up here as we got to figure out a lot of quarterback, get that thing figured out, and everything else. So we'll take a quick break. We'll get into a lot more stuff.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.